Hello, my name's Isaiah.
And I'm Lila.
And today we're going to be looking at the book, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is a book written by John Boyne, and it's about a boy named Bruno in the time of World War II. And the book was released in 2006.
All right, so today we're going to be looking at the theme book, The Innocence of Children. We see this because the main character is a young boy named Bruno. So, Lila, what do you see as innocence?
I see innocence as lack of guilt, pretty much. Or, like, lack of crime or lack of, heinous acts.
All right. For me.
Oh yeah. So what? What do you see as innocence?
I see innocence, purity. You haven't done anything wrong, so you are innocent. There are some cases in the book that have been changed to be seen in the way a child would see them. For an example, the word out with. In the book, Bruno pronounces it this way because he's...
Another example in the book is when Bruno's family refers to Jewish people when they say the Jews, and Bruno doesn't understand this word, and so in order to write on Boyne, writes physically, like in the book with the text, writes out the word that he can't understand. So when the reader reads it, they actually see the word Jew. They read out what Bruno hears, pretty much.
So if you were Bruno's case, do you think you'd be able to figure out the people were Jewish?
I probably wouldn't be able to figure out that they were, like, Jewish, per se, but I'd be able to figure out that they were different. Because in the book, Bruno's dad pretty much directly tells him that, well, that they're different. Bruno's dad says that they're technically not people, even though they are.
All right. To go deeper with that, would you treat them the same way the family does?
I think Bruno was 9 in that situation. If I was 9 and raised in that time, I probably would treat them different in ignorance. Because I would probably be ignorant of the fact that they were actually just normal people, depending on how I would be raised in that era.
Alrighty. This has been Isaiah.
And Lila.